By virtue of my vibration, I'm attracting. In my early experience, I remember observing a common pattern where it seemed like most people were not interested in having a relationship with the people who wanted to have a relationship with them. It seemed like every boy was interested in a girl who didn't want him, and every girl wanted to be with a boy who didn't want to be with her.
Well, the best part about your observation is that the contrast of their experiences was helping them to more clearly identify what it is that they each did want. This rather common scenario occurs because most people believe that in their search for the perfect mate, they must root out the imperfections. They believe that by identifying what they do not want, and then by keeping a list of those unwanted characteristics, if they sort long enough, they will arrive at their desired destination of the perfect mate. But the law of attraction does not allow that. When the list of what you do not want in a mate is the dominant vibration that you are offering regarding mating, the law of attraction will bring you a continuing string of unwanted partners. It is necessary to use your own self-discipline in directing your thoughts to the positive aspects of your current relationships before more of what you do want can come to you. Over time, through your interaction with a variety of relationships, you have certainly identified many characteristics that you do not want in a partner. And each time your experience has helped you identify what you do not want, you've been emitting a vibrational request for what you prefer instead. As a result of all of those relationships, both those you have personally lived and even those that you have observed that others are living, you have created a vibrational version of your perfect mate. And if you could then give your undivided attention to that version, the law of attraction would bring to you only those who match that version. But if you continue to focus on the flaws or unwanted characteristics of those people, you will hold yourself apart from what you really want. When we explain that the fastest way to get to the relationship you really want is by finding appreciation right where you stand, you may be in a temporary relationship or you may be currently without any relationship. People often resist because they believe that if they say nice things about where they are, somehow they will get stuck right where they are. But that is not how it works. When you look for and find positive aspects in your current situation, you're actually using your current situation as your reason to be a match to your own vibrational escrow, to who you really are, to your inner being, and to everything you really desire. Feeling good about where you are is the fastest path to even greater improvement. But when you find fault with what is going on in your current life experience, the negative emotion you feel is your indication that your current thought and current vibration is holding you apart from your own vibrational escrow, from who you really are, from your inner being, and from everything you really desire. The reason why the grass always looks greener on the other side of the fence is because many people have developed very strong tendencies toward complaining about what is on their side of the fence.